VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. U.S. job openings surge. According to the U.S. Labor Department, 916,000 new jobs were added in America since March 2021. There were hundreds of thousands of more jobs than economists had predicted. Two-thirds of the job gains in leisure and hospitality were from bars and restaurants, as they slowly reopened across the country, as well as gains in manufacturing, education, and construction industries. The increase of 916,000 in March was the biggest employment jump since August 2020. At that time, with the U.S. continuing its climb out of the shutdowns due to the spread of COVID-19, the economy had added 1.4 million jobs. The unemployment rate has decreased by 0.2%, from 6.2% in February to 6% flat in March. A lower unemployment rate is a good sign for the economy. However, analysts have concerns moving forward about the state of the economy. About 22 million jobs vanished at the beginning of the pandemic, and currently, the economy is still down by approximately 8.4 million jobs. More than 11 million people reported they couldn't go to work because their place of business had either closed or didn't have enough work for them to do. COVID-19. India daily cases spike new record high. India, with a population approaching 1.4 billion people, is going through several coronavirus-related challenges. One is fatigue, when people get tired of restrictions and the guidance to wear masks and keep their distance from one another, so they're less willing to follow guidelines. The second issue is the large religious gatherings, the Kumbh, currently taking place in the country. Experts are concerned those can trigger more COVID cases. And the third challenge is new variants of coronavirus, which are new versions that appear when a disease naturally mutates. Doctors are concerned that the coronavirus could become like the flu, for which there is a new vaccine every year because the flu mutates so rapidly and the immunity wears off quickly as well. Time will tell what's next concerning the fight against COVID-19, but in India, however, its spread has ramped up again. Spectacular parade of the Egyptian mummies. The Egyptian authorities wanted to transfer the remains of 22 pharaohs from their old museum to their new one. It was a trip about 3 miles long through the capital of Cairo, but officials decided to make a spectacle of it, fit for royalty. This wasn't just about paying tribute to Egypt's fascinating past, it was about attracting tourists in the present. The country's tourism industry crumbled because of coronavirus, the number of visitors dropping to 3.5 million last year from more than 13 million the year before. During the parade, the mummies were transported on vehicles that looked like barges from the Egyptian Museum to their final resting place at the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization, where they were received by the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Organizers hope the multi-million dollar display called the Pharaoh's Golden Parade is a reminder, a throwback to the country's past to help revive its modern economy and a chance for Egypt's eternal kings and queens to bask in glory once again. Check out today's CNN 10 video for this spectacular parade. And now here's our sentence of the day. Some of the great kings and queens of Egypt who reigned more than 3,000 years ago still know how to draw a crowd. Once again. Some of the great kings and queens of Egypt who reigned more than 3,000 years ago still know how to draw a crowd. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, reign. Reign, which means to be the king or queen of a country. For example, Queen Victoria reigned over Britain from 1833 to 1901. Number 2. Draw. Draw, which means to draw attention, attract attention or interest. For example, you can say, Tom is an excellent speaker who always draws a large crowd. Number 3. Crowd. Crowd, which means a large group of people who have come together. For example, look at that crowd of people. I don't think there is any mask left in the shop. Alright, so if there's too many people in a place, you can say that place is crowded. For example, the basketball court became crowded with fans soon after Jay Cho and Jam Shao arrived. Alright, and that's all the time we have for today. How cool it must have been to witness the grand parade of the mummies. I'm sure the pharaohs were glad to take a look at the land and people they once reigned over 3,000 years ago. However, please just stay put. Don't get too excited and jump out, okay? Or we might have to call Brandon Fraser or Tom Cruise. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Ma salama.